You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters Live. Welcome to the podcast that showcases the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry, questioning everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, I'm a TV presenter, and I'm a gastronaut. This episode is part of a special series we're running to celebrate the fact that we've now made more than 200 editions of Table Talk. We've invited some friends of the podcast to make their own mini episodes looking back at 2021. It's been another year that'll stick in the mind, but we're doing our best to avoid the C word, the COVID word that is, as we get our guests to reflect on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last 12 months. Enjoy the podcast.
My name is Andrew Ive, and I'm the founder and managing general partner for Big Idea Ventures. The highlight of 2021 from a Big Idea Ventures perspective, we've had a really amazing year. I think the highlight, or one of the surprising things from my point of view personally, and I haven't had an opportunity to go back to Tom or Christian or other members of the team and sort of pick their brains, but so we went out and we sort of established relationships with global food companies, so leading global food companies who we thought would be really beneficial to the fund. And part of the equation from our point of view was to sort of encourage them to put money into the fund, right? So the biggest highlight from my point of view, we established these relationships with companies like Givaudan, Bula, AAK, Bell Group, Avril, Meiji, Tyson, and others. And I thought it was going to be a financial transaction, i.e. that they were going to put money into the fund, and it was going to be sort of a one-way street. In other words, we were going to bring them great companies. We were going to bring them great deal flow and visibility into all of the amazing things that were happening in alternative protein around the world. And that was kind of the goal. But the highlight, I think, is these companies have really stepped up and have really started to engage with the companies that we've got in our portfolio. And right now we have about 70 companies in the portfolio. These companies have really stepped up and have been supporting the companies and helping them sort of put their plans together and starting to execute on them. And it's becoming a really strong collaborative hub. So the biggest surprise for 2021, beyond what we obviously just discussed with that highlight, couple of things. One is we sort of came into this alternative protein seed stage investment as the leader, because there really were, it's easy to be a leader when there aren't that many people doing what you do. So, you know, we came into this space thinking we see this being an important category. We see it growing, but we were sort of betting on the future, that actually what we saw was, you know, what we were anticipating was actually going to come to fruition. Over the last, I would say, 2 years, it has. You know, we were there first from a seed stage, supportive. We were the first sort of dedicated accelerator and fund focused on alternative protein. And, you know, we could have had five applicants and that would have been, you know, and that was it. But instead, the sheer volume of innovative founding teams, entrepreneurs coming through globally has just blown my socks off. So the thing that which didn't go to plan for 2021, again, not just BIV, but sort of more broad than that, is we've sort of stimulated the pump. We've sort of been finding and working with amazing entrepreneurs, supporting them with that sort of mentorship, you know, financial inputs, plus our sort of global corporate relationships, etc. But I don't think that the production capability of the industry in alternative proteins is keeping up. So I think there's a sort of an immaturity in from an infrastructural perspective/production perspective, which means we've got this big pipeline of amazing companies who are sort of proving the concept, really sort of driving these, you know, fermentation based, you know, nature identical dairy executions, you know, milk, proteins, casein, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've got companies doing amazing things around plant-based and cell-based. We've got pretty much every single execution you can think of when it comes to fish, meat, seafood, being able to provide a more sustainable, almost nature identical alternative. But I don't think the infrastructure is there yet from a production perspective. Wow. What am I most looking forward to in 2022? So many things. I'm just going to laundry list it for you guys. One is working with such a great team. The Big Idea Ventures team globally are incredible. And I'll include not just the people who work in the company, but also our mentors, our partners with, you know, the companies I mentioned previously. We sit down as a group, both internally, but also with our partners and so on. And we sort of think through how are we going to contribute to building this new industry? And that's such an exciting thing to be a part of, where, you know, we're sort of joining the dots and bringing different folks together to create a whole new industry and to, you know, to be part of this sort of more sustainable way of producing food for our species. It's just, you know, people talk about missions and then they sort of write these sort of sentences which look good on a slide or, you know, might look good on a gravestone. But, you know, we are working with amazing people across the entire food industry, from corporate CEOs down through, you know, R&D and production and so on. And we are all of us contributing to making a new way of producing food for our species. And we talked about, you know, X number of billion people by 2050 and these sort of data points, scary numbers 5 years ago or 10 years ago in the food industry. And we used them as a call to action. The call to action went out and there's a whole group of really dedicated, smart, collaborative people all coming together to answer the call. So it's not just a scary flag that's being waved and look, we need to do something. We are doing something. It's gone from we should to we are, and now we're in that we are stage. And it gives me goosebumps when I think about the founders we're working with, the corporates like Givaudan, Bühler, you know, Bell Group, Meiji, Tyson, all these different folks coming together, and they're not just talking about change, they're creating it, and it's incredibly exciting.
So that was a special mini episode of the Tabletop Podcast, brought to you by Food Matters Live. We've published a few more of these, which you can listen to on our website at foodmatterslive.com or by subscribing on your favourite podcast platform. And if these whet your appetite, we've got longer, more detailed podcasts there too. Check out the episode where we bust the myths about intermittent fasting, or the one where we explore the history of Christmas dinner. We'll be back with some brand new episodes after the festive period. Thank you so much for listening.